I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The COVID-19 pandemic made clear that the U.S. food supply chain should be fortified against future disruptions. But for many ranchers, the consolidation of the meatpacking industry also plays a large role in the resilience of both their businesses and the food supply chain. Justin Tupper, Vice President of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, testified before a Senate Ag Committee hearing examining markets, transparency, and prices from cattle producer to consumer.
They talk about efficiency. So many times today, the packer does not even send a buyer out to any of those feed yards, especially the smaller ones. I can't tell you how many producers tell me they can't even get one of the other packers to come bid.
Kansas Angus cattle rancher Mark Gardner told the hearing that there are currently too many cattle and too little processing capacity, while applied sciences professor at the University of Missouri, Dr. Mary Hendrickson, told the senators as they continue to investigate meat prices, they should look at who has the power to make decisions.
Those decisions are often controlled within the boards of directors, within the managers of these large food firms. Farmers need to be able to make decisions about where they're going to buy and where they're going to sell, and that decentralization is absolutely imperative if we're going to have a resilient food supply chain.
The North American Meat Institute, which represents meat companies, was not present for the hearing. It says it will submit written testimony to show that market fundamentals drive the cattle and beef markets. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.